welcome to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tutnam, and I'm going to be your guide as we ramble through a miscellany of sounds from the forgotten past. Before the vinyl record became popular in the 1950s, there was already more than 50 years of sound recording history on record. Unravelling that history, and the people and the technology behind it, is a fascinating and seemingly never-ending quest. Today I'm going to start with a simple little dance tune, which becomes a lot more interesting when we find out who conducted the band. Albert W. Cataldi was well known as a composer of light semi-classical music and descriptive pieces, but he led a double life. As well as a composer, he was also the musical director and studio conductor for the Columbia Graphophone Company. Here he is conducting a studio orchestra, the Silver Stars Band, in a lively rendition of Cliff Friend's foxtrot tune, Wanna. Was the Silver Stars Band in the spring of 1923 playing Wanna Foxtrot. With the outbreak of the First World War, a type of entertainment called revue rapidly gained popularity in London. On April the 19th, 1915, a new revue written by Nat D. Eyre called The Bing Boys Are Here opened at the Alhambra Theatre in Leicester Square, where the Odeon now stands. One of its songs was called In Other Words. Here it is, expertly sung by George Robey, accompanied by the Alhambra Theatre Orchestra, exactly as the British Tommy on leave from the battlefield would have heard it on a night out in London 90 years ago.
I'm a plain-spoken fellow, I say what I think. A spade to me. I'm terse and concise, I'm pithy and brief, and straight to the point as can be. Well, last night my brother came home of that too. And I'm sorry to say that between me and you, I fear you'd wax excessively convivial with fine fermented produce he'd had strife. He'd gazed upon the vintage when 'twas crimson, when bacchanalian revelry was rife. He'd partaken of thoracic lubrication, with ambrosia liquid he was somewhat lined. I regret to say he was non compos mentis. In other words, he was blind. I courted a girl in the heyday of youth. Her pa went to interview. I told him that I simply worshipped the wench, was questioned concerning my screw. When I told him the figure, £1.01 per week, his face all went mottled, and when he did speak, he informed me my society was superfluous, that my presence I might well eradicate. From his baronial mansions bade me exit, that I must expeditiously migrate. My proximity, he hinted, was obnoxious. I might seek some distant oceanic prop and vacate his domiciliary apartment. In other words, Basil. Now, I'm not a quarrelsome sort of a chap, but the man next door's absurd. We had a slight argument last Friday week, and I never said a word. I called him a pig-faced baboon and a thief. When he suddenly struck me, it passes belief. Yes. He struck me with antagonistic violence. My injury was obviously seen. An abrasion of the oral epidermis. A contusion of the cranium, I mean. I sustained a laceration of the cuticle. A derangement of the ligaments, I fear. A much enlarged auricular appendage. In other words, a thick ear. As a student of nature, I strolled up the west, and a maiden I chanced to see. It seems that she knew me or some of my folk, for she said, "How's your father?" to me. Our acquaintance soon ripened, what need for delay? If you ask what I think of the wench, may I say? She's a lady of unlimited allurements, a proclivity for fashion she displays, a desire for osculation she evinces. She's amorous and yielding in her ways. She's partial to promiscuous caresses. To the blandishments of Cupid she succumbs. She responds to demonstrations of affection. In other words, she succumbs.
Some lovely examples of First World War slang there. George Robey singing In Other Words from The Bing Boys Are Here. And we shall be hearing Tommy Handley's send-up of that song later in the programme. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. In the 1920s, my grandmother lived in the Somerset mining village of Radstock. Like so many villages across England, it had its own choir. They didn't just confine their activities to Radstock, but went around other villages in the district giving performances of the latest popular songs. According to my grandmother, there were special occasions when nationally known singers on tour would visit Radstock and give concerts, which were always greeted with enthusiasm. They were talked about for years afterwards and really gave the choir something to live up to. Among the songs my grandmother particularly remembered was Excelsior, sung by Hugh Macklin and Thorpe Bates. Decades later, when she told me about it, she still had fond memories of the day they visited Radstock and the rendition they gave of that heroic ballad. Here they are, recorded in spring of 1919, singing Excelsior. Words by Longfellow, music by M.W. Balfe. Excelsior, Excelsior, Heroic Victorian ballad Excelsior, sung by Hugh Macklin and Thorpe Bates, performed in the way my grandmother would have heard it in Radstock in the 1920s. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. One of the masters of parody and nonsense songs was Tommy Handley. He became famous for his wartime radio performances, but his stage and recording career stretches back a long way before that. Here's a recording he made in 1927 of a sketch called The Disorderly Room. In it, he manages to parody about a dozen well-known tunes of the day, as well as Excelsior and In Other Words, I've Identified a Broken Doll, The Sailor's Hornpipe, Are You From Dixie, Goodbye, I Didn't Want to Do It, Because, Carry Me Back to Blighty, and at least three others I can't put a name to. So here he is, that man again, Tommy Handley.
When your head feels sore from the night before, and your liver's buzzing round, and you feel half dead, and your eyes see red, and you jump at the slightest sound. Well, it's nice to know there's a place to go that accords with your awful gloom. When you've got the pip, just you take my tip and repair to the orderly room. 'Cause when you're all dressed up and you've got someone to curse, you sort of feel that life might be worse when to your heart's content your feelings you vent by sitting down on this chair and doling out punishment. It's a great idea, is the orderly room. You send mere mortals off to their doom. Your gloom will all disperse. You don't feel half so terse when you're all dressed up and got someone to curse. Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Morning, sir. Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day!
You see, we've got at least one prisoner. Private May, Private May, Private May.
Yes, that is his name, sir. His crime sheet's full. He's charged with theft and drunkenness and reading John Bull.
Good heavens.
He is the most untidy man we've got.
Have him shot, have him shot, have him shot. Yes, no stay, we'll hear what he has got to say. It's just this kind of case. That's a perfect disgrace. So go and bring in Private May.
Ta-da-da, ta-da-da.
Now we'll all have an orderly room to cheer us up. And it won't be beside the sea.
Left, left, head of the cobra, left. Right wheel, and don't you stare at me. Our time. When you're in the orderly room, don't turn your head. Feet 6 inches off the ground. I am going to somersault. Lift him up, that man. But halt! Stand still there. Don't turn round. Right turn!
Private May, sir. Now, Private May, I'll read the charge against you. Your number's up, you miserable man. It would appear that this is what occurred at 9 p.m. on Saturday, the 23rd of Jan. You've appropriated Private Jones' belongings. His wherewithal you've stealthily acquired. You've absconded with the man's impedimenta. Annexing whatsoever you desired by running contrary to King's regulations. Page 959, I've got it down here, ticked. The rules laid down in para XYZ squared. In other words...
You flicked!
Be quiet, Sergeant Major. Now, Private Jones, what do you say against the prisoner, Private May? You were a witness in this case. Stand still and do not scratch your face.
Stand still, that man. Stand still, that man.
He stole a tin of sardines and some clothes, and he stole my Dixie too. He stole a piece of cheese and potatoes, what was in my Dixie too. He took the only sock I've got.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he pinched the bloomin' lot.
Oh, did he?
Nothing was forgotten, from a reel of cotton to some polish in a penny pot. He stole a jar of rum to my surprise, and he threw the jar at me.
Yes, yes.
He had a bit of heaven in his eyes. He was drunk as drunk can be.
No, no.
He took some fine spring gaiters in his hand. Said he fights the finest fighters in the land. He threw a mild nose on at my pal Tom, and he threw my Dixie too.
Hey, cut! Sergeant Major, old bird, will you tell us what occurred? Will you tell us what occurred upon the 23rd? We shall never, never doubt it if you tell us all about it. If you tell us what occurred upon the 23rd.
Ah! He stole his Dixie.
What?
He stole his Dixie.
What?
And a reel of cotton, sugar and tea. He said, you hotter.
Well,
you judge it hotter.
What?
Just as you might be talking to me.
Oh, that's different.
He stole his ammunition and the second water bottle. Nothing else was left to beat the blooming lot. He stole his Dixie. He stole his Dixie. And he stole my Dixie too.
Private May, Private May, tell us do now what you've got to say. If you don't speak up, you know, you'll be sentenced to death. And so hooray, hooray, tell us what you've got to say today. Speak up, old thing, if you don't, you'll sing a poo-toodaloo, Private May. Do you plead guilty?
I didn't mean to do it, I didn't mean to do it.
Da-da-da-da. Do you plead guilty?
Yes, sir, it was me that threw it. I put the blighter through it. I felt so happy then, sir. Now I feel sad. At breakfast time, sir, it made me feel so bad.
What made you steal things?
I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to do it. I'll never steal again. Oh, it's true, yes, it's true, I swear it's true. Let me off this time, sir. I never, never will commit another crime, sir.
All right, Sergeant Major, the bogeyman's gone. Now blow for Daddy.
Because you come to me, I'll see it through. It breaks my heart to have to punish you. You'll have to face the shame and the misery. Because you come to me,
I'll send you back to dear old Blighty. I'll put you on the train to London town.
I'd help to pay your fare to Weston-super-Mare, Birmingham, Leeds or Cleethorpes, for I don't care. So give my kind regards to your mother, toddling home to her you soon will be. Oh, hi-ti-tiddly-i-ti, you'll either go home to Blighty or stay and do a month F.P.
Against kid regulations, sir.
God keep me here with thee, give me a month's FP. I'd rather stay with you.
Don't be so welcome, Diddy.
Very
that's
good.
Right. Put him in the canteen choir.
Yes, sir.
Private May, you had your orders and you must not disobey. So take him, make him as happy as you can. We'll come and see you what today.
Give him whiskey and give him sodas. Give him nuts or a cigar. Or you'll be in Blighter by tomorrow.
I don't think, Papa.
Tommy Handley there in his most famous sketch, The Disorderly Room. Well, that's nearly all we have time for today, so I'm going to end the programme with another song from a review. The song I'm going to play was composed by Melville Gideon and is called Little Lacquer Lady. It seems that in the minimalist stage production of the Co-Optimist review, the only items on stage for this number were a piano and a Japanese lacquer-painted screen. Unknown to the audience, the screen was actually made of transparent gauze, and partway through the song, when the lighting changed, the painted figure on it appeared to come to life as it faded away to reveal an identically dressed Japanese dancer already positioned behind the screen. So this is Adrian Tuddenham, looking forward to having your company again next week, and leaving you with Melville Gideon singing Little Lacquer Lady.
On a screen of lacquer old stands me Moses Anne, by a bridge of red and gold, flirting with a fan. Little maid with almond eyes and such jet black hair, you grow real when daylight dies and you move, I swear. Lacquer lady from far Japan, beyond the golden bridge of dreams you seem to call me. Little lacquer lady, you wave your fan and smile the while the golden shadows rise and fall. Into realms of sweet romance you lead me on, while the noisy world awakes and you are gone. Only idle daydreams can bring